to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day,
Common is an Oscar-winning performer, multi-Grammy award-winning performer, and one of the most philanthropic people that I know through his Common Ground Foundation, through his various business efforts, is constantly giving back to his community where he grew up, the Chicago and the South Side of Chicago in particular. Yesterday, I joined him at an inaugural event of a charter school that he helped to start. It's called Art in Motion at 74th and East End Avenue. Next Tuesday, they will begin providing about 207th and 8th grade students education, regular curriculum, but an arts-focused curriculum. This Art in Motion school, which they have completely renovated into a beautiful learning space, was the former Solo Cup Factory on the South Side of Chicago. I remember it well when I was a kid growing up in that neighborhood. And yesterday morning, Common and I walked through, took a look at the school now that it's finished, and chatted about this amazing accomplishment of opening the school.
It's beyond moving, man. Yeah. We came in this to this space, I don't know, it might have been a year ago. It was a whole different space. Yeah. And this has been part of we've been like, okay, we're getting to school, we're getting AIM going. And I've been seeing it in different steps, but at the same token, yeah, I've also been like out working, doing other things.
Sure.
So
yeah, to see it like come to life like this.
To see it come to life.
It's amazing. Did you see it when it was the Solo Cup Factory? It was just like an empty shell of a factory?
Yeah, I actually first seen it when it was like, it was actually a medical center. It was done though, it was not open.
Yeah.
And when we came and seen the space, we were like, wow, this is people may think I'm visual, but I'm not as like, I was like, okay, this is a great space, but what is it going to look
How
like?
How are they
going to
do it?
Yeah.
And I'm the same way, that I can never, I have such admiration for somebody who can see an old factory,
yeah,
and conceptualize.
I know, that's what I'm,
the way that they've utilized this. Let's go into some of the classrooms.
Okay. Let me give you this.
And take a look. Yeah. I mean, you know, I just think about when I went to school, really only just a few blocks away from here, and you know, the schools were dark and structured, and you know, they kind of looked like jail almost.
Yeah, I mean,
back in the day. Look, you know, these are so open and bright and colorful and conducive to the creative spirit, really, right?
Yes, I mean, it really, walking into the space, walking into the building, and into these classrooms makes me want to create, makes me want I want to be in this space, and I agree. Like, you know, I was blessed to go to a good school. I want to say Faulkner School, but it didn't have like the access that these things that this space is creating. Like, to be able to have a wellness center,
right,
is like what,
right?
Like,
right.
And just to walk around, like our music room has artists from Celine Dion to BDP to Lauryn Hill.
Everybody. Herb Kent is on it.
Herb Kent's on the wall.
Which I thought, how cool is that, that they represent somebody who is so quintessentially Chicago.
Chicago.
Like so much a part of the Chicago music scene.
Yeah.
Represented and memorialized in that way. It's just beyond moving. I keep saying over and over to people, if only there was a school like this when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And you know, there is an arts school, the high school, Chicago Academy of Fine Arts, on the north side. But how great that there is something that this amazing,
well, like you
now
said,
on the south
side. You went to school not far from here. I grew up not far from here. Yeah. I grew up less than 2 miles from here. So for me to ride up to 74th and East End, which is like not far from my house, and see a school that I'm a part of creating, and see students outside registering and about to get backpacks, you know.
It's gotta be so moving.
It moved my heart. It's so moving. It touched me.
How did you and your family even get involved in this in the first place? I mean, I know you're completely hands-on with your foundation and all of your different projects, but how did you particularly get involved with Art in Motion?
Well, Tamara Brown, who's a part of my management and team, she said, her and one of our partners, Charles, said, hey, it's the potential that we can open up a school. Pastor Hanner is looking to do something in this area and on the south side, and man, we may have a chance to open up a school. And my eyes just got bright.
Yeah,
like, wait.
Because
you know, we have Common Ground, which has been doing incredible work.
Your foundation,
the
right?
Foundation, yeah. Common Ground Foundation, and we've been doing work, you know, other work, Imagine Justice, but to be able to bring a school is just another addition of the work that we want to do, and it's like a foundation that we can set in our community. So we had meetings, the meetings went great, and then we were looking for a location. At one point we were looking, and we thought we were going to do it in a public school here in Chicago, and that didn't work out. So we eventually partnered with Distinctive Schools, who is tuition-free partnership, and we came and found this space. And this space was just wide open. It was not much here. It was an old medical building, which used to be, like you said, the Solo Cup.
Yeah.
So we said, hey, we can do it. It was like one of those things where we see the space, you're starting from ground zero, and you're figuring out how to make this happen. But us believing, us talking about it, us putting together the right team, it just really...
Here it is. It's got to be amazing. How do you feel, because your mom was an educator, it must be especially poignant to you to be giving this back, especially something that was so valued to you as a child by your own mother.
I mean, look, education was established as one of the pillars, if not the one of the most important pillars of life. And my mom is a great teacher and an amazing teacher, and was a great principal too.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to say I inherited this, but I couldn't claim the title of teacher, but it makes me proud to know that the influence of my mother has allowed me to recognize the value of education.
We'll have more with Common from the Arts in Motion School that he just opened yesterday at 74th and East End Avenue on the South Side, coming up after a check of WGN News.